1. Lesson 111. Part 1. Warming up exercises. Spots dictation. Eating habits. You are going to listen to a passage. Some words on the printed passage have been taken out. Listen carefully. Fill in the blanks with the words you hear on the tape. Eating habits change from generation to generation. Before scientists learned about vitamins and other elements of food, such as proteins and carbohydrates, people believed in eating large quantities of food and were not concerned so much about a balanced diet. A big 18th century meal could consist of as many as 20 courses and would probably knock out of us today. The Romans were famous for their bounteous feasts and insatiable appetites. In the year 2000, people's eating habits may be just as surprising, but in a very different way. With a worldwide growth in population, food will be an end to food as we know it today. Meals, as we know them, may become a thing of the past. Food elements and vitamins may be taken in the form of capsules, tablets, and pills. The thought of these highly artificial food elements replacing present-day foods may not be very inspiring, but they may be a great step in the history of mankind.
In order to live. One of the most important concerns of man during his life on earth has been to make certain that he has enough food to eat when he needs it. Prehistoric man had little choice in what he ate. He ate what he could find. He lived on roots and berries, eggs, fruit, and the meat of small animals. Early man had no way to control his food supply. When he ate all the food in one place, he had to move to another region to find food enough to eat. If there was no rain, or if the weather was too hot or cold, plants would not grow, and he would have little or no food. Man's life changed when he learned to grow plants and to tame animals. He also learned to use fire to prepare his food. He learned to make tools and weapons, and to make containers to hold and store his food. Man could now live in one place and produce his own food. Civilization, as we know it, had begun. Great civilization slowly developed in regions where food was plentiful, along the Nile River in Egypt, and by the Yellow River in China. The kinds of plants which are raised by men are different in each geographical or climatic region. In the colder regions, very few plants can be grown. In the warmer parts of the world, great varieties of plants are found. In Asia, rice has become the most important crop. In North America, the most important grains are wheat and corn or maize. In Europe and North Africa, wheat, oats, and barley are grown. In the tropical regions of the world, many kinds of fruit grow naturally or are raised by men. With the development of methods of food preservation, it became possible to send most food products from one part of the world to another. Today, foods are canned, frozen, pickled, and dehydrated, and sent all over the world. Man is no longer dependent on food he grows in his own area. As man has learned more about plants and animals, the production of food has become a more technical and specialized process. In the future, it seems possible that vast quantities of food may be obtained from the ocean. Food may also be produced in new ways. Man's food problem is not solved, however. The world's population is increasing at a tremendous rate. Man will need to use all his specialized knowledge about food production in order to feed the ever-increasing number of people who will inhabit the earth.
Exercise 1. Give brief answers to the questions in note form. Exercise 2. Work out the outline of the passage by using your answers in Exercise 1. Part 3.
Kinds of food. Scientists have learned a great deal about the kinds of food people need. They say that there are seven kinds of foods that people should eat every day. What are these seven classes of foods? They are, 1, green and yellow vegetables of all kinds, such as string beans, carrots, and peas. 2, citrus fruits, tomatoes, and lettuce. 3, potatoes and other fruits and vegetables. Examples of these are beets, onions, corn, apples, peaches, and bananas. 4, meat of all kinds, fish and eggs. 5, milk and foods made from milk, such as cheese and ice cream. 6, bread or cereal. Rice is also in this class of foods. 7, butter, or something similar to butter, containing fat. People in different countries and different areas of the world eat different kinds of things. Foods are prepared, cooked, and eaten in many different kinds of ways. People in different countries eat at different times of the day. In some places, people eat once or twice a day. In other countries, people eat 3 or 4 times a day. Scientists say that none of these differences are really important. It doesn't matter whether foods are eaten raw or cooked, canned or frozen. It doesn't matter if a person eats dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or at 11 o'clock at night. The important thing, they say, is that every day a person should eat something from each of the 7 kinds of foods. There are 2 problems, then, in feeding the ever-increasing number of people on Earth. The first is to find some way to feed the world population so that no one is hungry. The second is to make sure that people everywhere have the right kinds of foods to make them grow to be strong and healthy.
Exercise 1. Write down the important points in note form. Exercise 2. Work out the outline of the passage by using your notes.